it is cold, and I'm washing stars above my eyes, but not terribly far. An armful of white blossoms, a perfect commotion of silk and linen that the wind she weaves. Holy apple, holy rose, holy hawthorn, heart medicine grove, make me a love like this. Lay me down a pallet on the palace floor where the wind sings silver and the river she's a strumming the chords. Make me a love like this in the feather bed of
It's time for Talkin' Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown Community Radio. I am your host, Taya J. Joining me today on the show is singer-songwriter Alana Brody, here to celebrate the release of her debut album, The Garden, and to share about her upcoming show here in Paonia on Monday, September 9th. Alana, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I want to talk a little bit about place. You grew up in the West Allegheny Mountains, and it seems that your upbringing really informed who you are as a person and as an artist. Can we talk about place a little bit?
Yeah, so being from the mountains of Virginia and being raised by 1970s Back to the Landers, who really valued close connection to the earth and growing their own food and staying in touch with the seasons and being local to where they live, I was raised with that mentality of really loving and appreciating the place around me. And so because we were so isolated and because there weren't really any people, like the closest neighbors were two and a half miles away, the environment, the ecosystem, the plants, the animals, the trees, the shapes of the hills, the creek, all of those beings became characters in my life, relationships in my life. And so it's been something I've been forever grateful for, and definitely is part of how I write songs, as I bring in those characters, and they kind of, in a way, they need to be in the songs, so that I carry them with me wherever I go. And I think the resonance of other places, new places, also have impact on me, because I had such a grounded sense of place as a young person. So every place that I've spent time, you know, really also becomes a character, becomes like strong and vivid in my experience. And so whether that be a city or the canyons or any real landscape, the landscape is part of the song or the stories that I like to tell.
Yeah, I love that. Where in all of that did you discover that you were a songwriter or a musician?
Yeah, so because we were so out there in the boonies, music was a big part of our entertainment. And my dad plays guitar, plays folk music, and my mom would play flute and piano, and jamming and music and dancing around, all of that was a big part of my upbringing. And so at some point, and I feel very grateful for that being nurtured in me. And at some point, you know, I took some piano lessons and then totally struggled actually learning other people's music, and kind of did about 2 or 3 years of that as a young person, and then quit and took the kind of quality of sitting down with chords under my hands as the kind of gateway to following my own ear and creating songs. So yeah, listening to what was coming out of the piano, and then directing the sounds where I thought that they should go, not what a piece of paper told me to do, you know? So that's how I started writing songs. I think I just wanted to see if I could kind of be the pilot. And I definitely have been writing songs from way before I even played an instrument, but in a more kind of just coming up with something, singing and coming up with lyrics and poetry and kind of casting spells or wishes into the world with my words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it brings up an interesting point of sort of the learned process versus the intuitive process, and whether those two things can be in dialogue with each other.
Yeah, and they can. And I think having the intuitive as my foundation and then moving towards learning, oftentimes kind of resisting it with music especially. But I learned enough to get excited, you know, like I went to a Berklee College of Music summer program in high school for piano, and I learned different kinds of jazz chords and tensions and like what I like to call now like smushes, like squishes, when you squish all the notes close together, which are like clusters, and they're called tensions, and like really doing that and getting some of that jazz into my ear, especially because I was from Appalachia and like that wasn't in the air where I came from. But going very far away to Boston and then getting that in my ear and then coming home and like, oh my God, I loved the piano so much more after I learned a little bit of jazz. So I could just take a little and really go with it.
Right. And that speaks to what you said at the beginning about sort of different places informing you in different ways. I know you spent some time in New York City as well. Can we talk a little bit about that contrast of sort of what it was like to be raised in a rural environment in contrast to what it was like to spend time in an urban environment, and what that did for your creativity?
Yeah. 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 New York was, you know, Boston sort of warmed me up for a city, but I would say that it didn't like hold its own for me culturally. Like, it just didn't sing to me exactly. And then I got to New York, and all of a sudden, the world was just so, in its nature, just so creative, so busy, so active, and so colorful, with so many different kinds of people and music. And, you know, I really intended to, like, make it, quote unquote, as an artist, and so I would just go out and I'd be in these bars and, like, so many characters and just like really just putting myself out there, and you know, I think a lot of me kind of said to myself, I think I need to be here for as long as it takes for me to understand what this place is. Because it really was nothing like home. And I didn't have a lot of guidance about how to be in a place like that. Certainly not in a very professional way. So I was kind of doing everything scrappy and very, like, I think the word may be feral, you know, like I just did a lot of busking and I did a lot of, like, just open mics and really just doing all this stuff for a certain amount of time, trying to figure out. I kind of really, really wanted it to be more of like the Edith Piaf story, where you could just be on a street corner and be discovered, and that would be that, you know. Sometimes it kind of happened, and there were these moments where it got similar, like those kinds of things would sort of happen and feel like they were jumpstarting a possibility for a career.
I'm curious, how do you describe the music that you play?
I like to think of myself as an orchestral folk artist, because I take kind of the roots that I have from folk music and I take them, like, into these more transcendental places. So I kind of, like, really love a good journey. So, like, songs that tell a story, but then they can kind of take you deeper into sort of a transcendent place. And so I really like to bring in instruments like woodwinds and strings and brass sometimes to help tell those stories just musically. And yeah, so that's like what, I mean, that's really one avenue that I would say that this particular album really sits in. But I have had the little bit of the, like, because I am such a creative who learns by ear and is really curious and playful with my work, like, I can go down a lot of alleys with my music and avenues. And, you know, right now, yeah, I would say that it's leaning in the orchestral folk world, but it can be kind of jazzy, and it can be sometimes kind of country. And sometimes it can be a little, like, cabaret. And, you know, I also feel like my, you know, theatrical roots kind of shine through with some of the things that I write. And I kind of just take it to, I don't want to say take it to Broadway, but I just, like, let it be dramatic and let it be performative and fun.
Well, with that in mind, can we talk a little bit about your soon-to-be-released debut album, The Garden? What can you tell us about it? What do you want to tell us about it?
This album takes you into the beauty of the natural world and opens us up, opens you up to receiving its beauty. And there's a lot of presence for how good it is in the world and how beautiful it is in the world, especially with all of the fruits of the garden, but just also kind of some messages around receiving from that beauty, whether that be like prayers to receive from it. There are love songs on the album that kind of call out, the song The Swan calls out, "Make me a love like this," which is in reference to make me a love that's like all of this beauty. And there are songs like The Garden, which kind of give some of the messages from my young life of how tending the garden takes significant work, and yet the fruits of that labor are greater than we can imagine. So there's some lessons in that song, little messages about how to be with the garden. And yeah, I would say that, yeah, what I'm hopeful for people to receive is just to kind of get to turn this album on and go there and feel taken into, like led into the garden of life, of the world, of nature. And to see if there's rest for them there, to see if there's prayer for them there, and some release.
Snow. coming through the window when I sleep. I found a friend in you, a friend who receives me out in the garden. There is peace.
Mention these words rest, prayer, and release. I know that in addition to being a singer-songwriter, you're also a communal song leader. Can we talk about the healing power of music?
Oh, it's real. It's real. It's true. It's good. Yes, I did a week. I just spent a weekend at a song gathering, holding space for song and singing to help move big energy for folks. And it's pretty amazing. I really feel like the original power of music before we dressed it up in these costumes of genre and icons and celebrities and this and that, like it was all about bringing people together and giving folks a transcendental experience for them to have healing, to have energies and emotions move through them, that if there wasn't some kind of musical facilitator, they might just be stuck with their stuff. So I think the role of a musician for thousands and thousands of years has been to help people release, right? Like I said, release, pray, rest, and be with what's inside of them. So it's cool to get to do both and to hold space and to write songs specifically for that kind of healing. But I also do think that there's that energy inside of these songs, these folk songs as well. And it's really fun to grow into the meeting of both the kind of creative songwriter storyteller and the prayer leader, communal song leader, and to bring them together so that these songs can also give space for release and connection to the deeper parts of ourselves.
I want to talk about your upcoming concert here in Paonia on Monday, September 9th at 7 p.m. This show is an album release concert and a fundraiser for the Learning Council. Can you talk to me a little bit about how this show came to be?
Well, my sister lives in Paonia, and she and her husband have settled there to be orchardists and be in the beautiful community, which is actually kind of similar in some ways to where she and I grew up, you know, because you guys are kind of out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So she's following in our parents' footsteps in that way, being close to the land and tending land. So I've spent a fair bit of time in Paonia, fall in love with it, house sit for them at different moments. And I was the doula for her baby, who's now almost 3 years old. So I've spent some time out there in the Western Slope and really honestly fall in love and will take any excuse to come back. So we've been talking about doing some kind of a house show for a long time. And we decided on just making it a house concert rather than some at a venue just to keep it simple for this time. And I'm really looking forward to just being in that intimate setting and playing the songs and moving some energy, talking about them and singing together, also doing some communal singing. And it's super generous for it to be a fundraiser, so that it's every ticket that's sold, every dollar that's made, the same amount will be matched by the hosts and sent to the Learning Council.
That was Alana Brody discussing the release of her debut album, The Garden. Alana Brody will perform in Paonia on Monday, September 9th at 7 p.m. To find out more, you can click on this story on our website, kvnf.org. For more Talking Music programming, you can visit our website or tune in on the KVNF mobile app. I'm Taya J. Thanks, as always, for listening.
From your hips to your feet, I will honor the whole of you, making a long journey to awaken the soul with you. I am smaller than an insect. There's so much yet to know of you. I go along these hills de la madre tierra, moving my beauty bread through the fields of gold of Verna. So milky smooth, you know the way to soothe me. There's so much new born in the fruits of beauty. I am ready, I'm ready to be empty. I am ready to receive the light. I am ready to shed every layer. I am ready to receive. Milkmaiden moon is full, and she's ripe with potential. My soul grows roots when I see you, and the moonlight river runs torrential. I run toward you, vuela a través del mundo. With an honest love to bear, la tortuga brilla en las estrellas, and I offer up my prayers, my prayer for you. You know the way to soothe me. Our stars shine through. My heart hears the call to duty.